I definitely appreciate you speaking with me here, and I don't want to keep you too long, so we'll get into this here. And I guess what I'd like to start out with is to talk about the industry in general, and then we'll get into some specifics about certainly the hair club and about your experiences. But I want to get into the industry and where we are today. I mean, you're one of the pioneers in hair replacement. I mean, you came up with a great system. It obviously has been successful. How has it evolved over the years? How have you seen as far as the techniques? Not only that, but as far as acceptance and what men and women look for when they're looking for hair replacement.
Well, in terms of, you know, my contribution to the industry, when I got started with this, the only alternative a man with thinning hair would have would be either hair transplants. And back in the late 60s, you know, the average transplant looked like picket row, you know, cornrows rather. Picket row, I don't even know what that means. Cornrows, they were very crude, and, you know, it looked like little plants or little crops of hairs or tufts of hair that was implanted. Very unsightly, it was not attractive, and I had thinning hair myself in my early 20s, mid-20s, and I had gone through a divorce, and, you know, and when you're losing your hair after a divorce in your mid-20s, you're not feeling self-confident, your self-esteem is not there, and I knew it was time for me to take some steps to try to improve my appearance, so I didn't want to do a toupee because toupees were like the butt of all jokes. You know, you're on a date, and all of a sudden, you know, your strong wind comes by and your hair, you're chasing your hair down the block. And, you know, at 25, you're sensitive about that, and you don't want to be a subject of ridicule, and I don't want to invest a lot of money in surgery, you know, with knowing that the results wouldn't be all that natural. So I'm probably the first person to get involved with hair weaving, hair extensions for men. As a matter of fact, I was the first person in the U.S. to market and mass market, go on TV with a product called hair weaving, hair extensions for men. And the difference between that and a toupee or a transplant was, this is, I guess a good analogy would be like a perma contact lens as compared to eyeglasses. You know, now I could have hair added as an extension into my own hair. I would go in there once a month, get it serviced, you know, have some adjustments, get a haircut made, had a haircut done, and the important thing was that I didn't have to take the hair off at night. I could go in the shower, go swimming, feel like it, even though it's not my own hair and it wasn't my own growing hair, it enhanced my appearance. I got a very good looking hairstyle. Hair Club was the first to do the layer cut for hair that's not your own, hair replacement. And, you know, I could go in a strong wind. I felt, you know, during special moments, intimate moments with the other sex, I didn't feel embarrassed that my hair's going to come off the next morning. I'm going to have to excuse myself. So that's what motivated me to get into this. You know, I was very successful early on. I started in New York City. And because of the success I had early on, I started expanding. And today we're celebrating our 100th store opening, grand opening in New York City on Madison Avenue, where I started my very first hair club center. We're now opening one a little bit more uptown on Madison Avenue. It's a multi-million dollar center. You don't even think it's a hair salon when you go up there. It has, you know, beautiful wood floors, a view of all of Manhattan. You know, like, you would go there just to relax and go on your computer, and, you know, you're in another world. But the important thing is that today, you know, if somebody gets involved, this is what distinguishes a hair club for anybody else, that if you have thinning hair at the earliest stages, you don't have to wait until it goes all the way or 50% of your hair. You can get started at the early stages with Hair Club with an EXT method, where they have two FDA treatments involved with special cleansers and a laser treatment, and you know, it's just fabulous. And it's not going to grow a full thick head of hair, but it'll help you maintain the hair that you have for a much longer period of time, grow some hair back. But, you know, again, when I say grow some hair, I don't want to offer false promise, you know, somebody going up there with thinning hair hoping that they're going to grow it full thick head of hair afterwards. But, you know, if you do that, you know, it may last for many, many years, but if for some reason along the way, you know, you feel like you're losing more down the road, or maybe several years later, you're losing more and you want to, you want to do something else, you know, Hair Club has a series of treatments that they'll give you. They'll give you some financial credit from one to the other. So, you know, it's literally, I mean, this is my original intention, to make it the final stop for hair loss. So you could start out with getting some fantastic extreme hair treatments. It's called EXT. And then, you know, hair extensions if you want that, or they do the latest technology with hair transplants where it really duplicates your own growing hair. It's no longer where it looks like tufts or cornrows. I mean, nobody could ever tell the difference between your own growing hair, because it is your own growing hair, but the hairs are placed in the same way your hair grows. Like it gives the one, and you know, one hair at a time appearance. You get a very natural hairline. So Hair Club, from step one, step two, step three, step four, will take care of your hair needs, your hair loss needs, and again, you know, there's a credit that you'll receive if you ever have to go to the next level. So Hair Club is very unique, and because of this uniqueness, this allowed Hair Club to expand the way it is today. And again, you know, we're celebrating our 100th grand opening in New York City. You know, we were there before, but this center is a work of art. I mean, you know, you just not believe you're actually in a hair place, you know, when you go up there.
Yeah, and Si, I'm just amazed at the history of this, how, you know, you had an issue, you had a problem, something you were confronting, and the entrepreneur in you came out, and you came up not only with a solution for yourself, but lots and lots of other people over the years.
Well, what I did, Steve, is I'm the guy who invented the hair replacement version of the perma-contact lens. You know, the big difference at the time was you no longer had to settle for a toupee that's removable, that offered insecurity, it didn't look natural. So I was the first person to introduce hair extensions for men, that the hair didn't come off at night, it was like a perma-contact lens. Yes, you had to come back periodically to get some adjustments and some servicing and some hair trimming, but at least you knew when you look in the mirror, you feel years younger, you feel more attractive, and instead of it being the typical toupee look, it looked like you went for a good hairstyling, because we were doing layer cutting, we were doing all the top music groups, athletes, and you would never know in a million years. There was one athlete we were doing, very famous one. He had a lot of hair, and it was like, you know, in the 80s and 90s, but you would never believe that he was a client of ours, because he was running around the court, and we did a Hall of Fame basketball player, same thing. You would never realize. And, you know, with a toupee, you can never play active sports. But, you know, we did several professional athletes, and you would never know by watching them in a game or on TV that they were our clients. So that was our claim to fame. We the first to introduce a perma-contact lens version of hair replacement.
Just to wrap up here, one of the things that you mentioned, which is interesting, you say that a big difference here as well, was this is real hair. You know, this is not fake stuff.
Right. Instead of synthetic hair looks very unnatural. It's got a shiny look to it, and it doesn't act like real human hair. This is of highest quality. The first time that the highest quality, 100% natural human hair was used, and we blended the hair to match your own. If your own hair had touches of gray or blonde in it, we would match that exactly. You know, sometimes man's hair would be darker on the sides or on the back and lighter on top, but it may have been sun bleach. He may have come back from a summer where the hair is much lighter on top. We can match it strand by strand the way your own existing hair is or was. So we made more of an art out of it rather than just a replacement thing where something gets plopped on top of your head and it just doesn't look like it's part of you.
Where does the hair come from, Si?
The hair comes from India. You know, it's Caucasian hair, and you know, they grow it long over there, and they sell it in the open market, and we match the hair based on, you know, sometimes if, you know, most of the hair is brown, it comes in brown and black, but if we have a way of processing it where it doesn't damage the hair, if we have to touch it up or lighten it up a little bit, so we'll do what we have to do to match the client's own existing hair.
Fascinating. All right, Si, you got to say it for me once here. Let's go back to the old commercials. Tell me that tagline.
And remember, I'm not only this is funny. I haven't done it in years, Steve. I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client. Call 1-800-HAIR-CLUB now for your free booklet, and you can still call That same old number that I was using 36 years ago when I first got started. 1-800-HAIR-CLUB. If you call now, mention my name, you know, I'm sure they'll work out a nice little discount if you tell them you heard me on the radio. So, you know, I'm sure they'll work something out for you. 1-800-HAIR-CLUB. Steve, you know, this is New York City, right?
We're all over the country. We'll air in New York as well, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Great talking with you.
You too, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the opportunity of being a guest.
Good to talk with you. Thanks so much.
I'm here, right.